global spike in bed bug infestations has left travellers and researchers worldwide scratching more than their heads. Now, British scientists believe they have an explanation, and the message for travellers and Australians living in sharehouses is that putting off doing the washing might be to blame. Stephen Smiley explains.
New South Wales Central Coast chef Chad Harland first got bedbugs when he was living in Canada in 2003.
We just moved into an apartment and had no furniture. I'm all walking past the backpackers one day, so we stole a couple of mattresses.
It didn't end well.
We'd been sleeping in them for a few nights and, you know, we started getting all these crazy bites and they were so itchy all over us, basically all over our elbows, our ankles, our wrists. All those parts of your bodies and up your back. Like, the more you scratch, the more they just come out in welts. Somebody said, looks like they're bed bug bites. So we checked the mattresses, peeled all the little lips back on the corners, and these two mattresses that we'd nicked from the backpackers down the road were just infested with bed bugs.
And it wouldn't be Chad Harland's last brush with the insects. He got bed bugs again on a surfing trip in Byron Bay and a third time while staying in Rome.
Off the mattress, mate, same deal. Got up in the morning, checked the mattress, and I found a little nest of them. Couldn't believe me luck.
In Australia, some estimate there's been a 5,000% increase in bed bugs since the year 2000. And it's a trend happening worldwide. A team of researchers in the United Kingdom is now trying to figure out why the insects are proliferating and what could be done to limit their spread.
The increase in bed bug numbers around the world seems to have correlated with the reduction in really harmful pesticides and also the increase in cheap global travel.
That's behavioural ecologist Dr. William Hentley, who's publishing a research paper today in Scientific Reports that suggests dirty laundry is what makes bedbugs spread.
Basically, in this experiment, we used a large room. We put bedbugs in an established refuge, and then we then introduced clothes that were either clean or dirty. And what we found was that after a period of time, there was twice as many bedbugs found on bags containing dirty clothes compared to those clean clothes.
William Hentley says his team's findings suggest bed bugs don't need a human host to thrive. The takeout for nervous travellers: do your washing or pack up your clothes.
What I do now if I go travelling, first off, bed bugs, they struggle to climb up smooth objects. So one of the things I look for in a hotel room, for example, would be one of those metal frames that you keep your luggage on. And failing that, I'd be tempted to put my clothes in a sealed plastic bag, so that at least that kind of eliminates that odour, so that when you're not in the room, there's less chance of the bedbugs getting on that.
Dr. William Hentley from the University of Sheffield in the UK, ending Stephen Smiley's report.